I am having coitus with Kevin's dad tonight. Welcome back to AK209, the only podcast with me, Aiden Loney, my boy Kevin Boland, prolific masturbator. We are back here for the chaos, goofs, laughs, guffaws. Guffaw could be a new one for us.
Are you familiar
with a guffaw?
No, because I don't think that's ever going to pop up in language barriers, because that's not even a word.
I think guffaw is like a boomer word. That's a yonder. That's like the anti-language barrier. It's the reverse of what we do. Anyway, we're premonishing, I believe is the right word, on what is to come, which is me. But before
congratulations.
That, thanks, man. Feels good.
I know it's been a long time coming.
See what I did there? That's hilarious, yeah. Man. Yeah,
that was good.
Okay. Vibe of the week is how we start off this show. Something fun, funny, wholesome, or real that's happened in the last 7 days. If you can count to seven, you can count to seven.
And we're proud of you.
You've done it. Keep up that excellent work.
Because now you're in the top 1% of Americans that can count to seven.
Hell yeah, you are. And we're proud of you. You better keep up that good work, lest we kiss you on the smoocher. You understand me?
Indeed.
Kevin, before I kiss you on the smoocher, what's your vibe? That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good.
I've been living this glorious thing we call life.
The American nightmare. The American
Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes. Bah, bah, bah. I don't know what a song is anymore.
I don't really either. It's just something about
the
story and the narrative, and you got to change it.
But he finished his story. He's fucking
bro.
No,
his story is still being written, I guess. Anyway.
That's so stupid.
My vibe. Work's been work. Not much to say about that.
But I heard someone got a day off
yesterday. Oh yeah. Well, I'll get to this. Is my vibe? You're ruining my vibe.
I was just excited because I know you were excited to have a day off.
This right now is not fun, funny, or wholesome.
No, it's real. It's real banter. It's called banter. When you have two co-hosts, they banter. And, like, I've heard things about your vibe. Yes, I get spoilers. We do talk outside of this show.
Unfortunately.
I know, right? Jeez, this guy. How's your vibe?
So, I played hockey on a Wednesday. The first Wednesday I played hockey in forever. Because I always work Wednesdays.
Did you get a dub?
I think I did. A lot of the old heads keep track of the score. I don't. Skate is 55 and up. I am not 55 years old or up, but they allow me to play goalie. Like, I'm not out there playing forward.
Okay. I understand.
But the other goalie,
how the hell did you get a pass?
The other goalie is—he was apparently 69 years old.
Nice.
But that's just crazy that there's still people out there playing at that age, and some of them that are in their early 60s can still skate out there. Like, it's pretty impressive.
Honestly, that's kind of a good thing, though. I've always heard to have a good life later. In your years, post 50s, you've got to stay active, right? You can't be sedentary and always watching, I don't know,
Fox
CBS
News
or, Fox News. You got to go out and do things, man.
Cops Live or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, Live PD.
Live PD, even though it's quite an entertaining watch to see all that fuck shit happen.
It is strange. It's like 65 to 70% of it is just white trash people who are or have been involved with meth. And then the other 30% is just people running a stop sign, you know?
Well, it's just so funny to me how every single person that they pull over or check on, they're some of the dumbest people I've ever seen.
It is so strange.
That's going on a tangent that we'll probably talk about later or never.
Yeah.
But one of the guys who I skated with invited me out to a bar in Highland with a bunch of the other guys for a couple beers and some burgers.
What was it called?
The bar was called Growlers.
Growlers. I've probably delivered there. That's my job, by the way.
But I'm sure you had. It's a
good burgers.
It was a bigger bar than I thought. It was double sided, it's weird to explain it, but it was a cool looking
bar.
Like
the bar island was in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and then there's
tables
on the outside, but one bar is here, the other bar is on the other half, separated in the middle by all the liquor.
Of course.
So it was a good time, and of course I had to... I'm the youngest one at that table, but I'm still talking shit to the guy. His name is Steve Wilson, and he's...
Hey, yo, shout out Steve.
You always see him out there on the ice because he's got the biggest... fucking head I've ever seen in my life, and he wears a white helmet.
Dude is actually Steve from Minecraft.
With, like, no visor or nothing, but, like, you could see him at the other end of the rink, just a big, bulbous fucking white helmet. But he was saying that he was getting ready to go because he's got to go check up on his mother, and then she said, oh, she's 89, she's not doing so well. I'm like, Steve, how can she be 89 when you're 89? And the whole table goes, oh, shit. And Steve looks at me, he's like, all right, Kevin. He's like, next time, I don't care if I'm on your team or not, I'm fucking running into you.
That's funny. But that's good banter. We were just talking about banter a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. That's good.
And then, I mean, I forget how it got brought up, but I made a comment about his head, and everyone laughed at that one, too. He's like, all right, Kevin, like, I buy you beers and burgers, and you're going to fucking... I'm like, yes, I am, Steve.
You are such an instigator sometimes. It's kind of crazy.
Well, it's they wanted me out there. Funny, I'm out there. What happens after that is beyond my control.
They asked for it.
And that's why we were going to record yesterday, but in lieu of that, I pounded a couple beers and had some, or had a burger. And by the time Friday. I got home, it was like 4:30, I think.
Right.
So, because I still had to stop by Valpo and drop my skates off to be sharpened, but...
Are they nice and sharp?
I haven't gotten them back yet.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I'll get them back in time for my game tomorrow. But in lieu of that, it sucked I couldn't be here to record yesterday, but I'm here now. But Wednesday was a lot of fun, and I believe it was Tuesday, which was the 8th, yeah, so 2 days ago, right when that Krabby Patty dropped at Wendy's.
The Krabby Patty.
It wasn't even busy.
Really?
Like, I was the first one in line.
Really?
But then there was like five cars behind me, but I was waiting there for like 2 minutes before someone said, welcome to Wendy's, what can we get for you? And I was thinking in my head, I really wanted to just say, rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for... But I didn't end
you
up saying
totally
that.
You totally should have.
But I'm just like, yeah, can I get that Krabby Patty? They're like single, double, triple. I'm just like, I'm just going to go single here. I don't need...
Oh, boo.
I didn't get the Frosty or anything like that. I just got the burger and the fries. But like, it was... The biggest letdown was that there wasn't like a SpongeBob-themed bag that the food came in. It was just a normal Wendy's bag.
Damn.
Like a normal Wendy's wrap. It's a Dave's single with secret sauce is pretty much what it is.
Oh, okay.
And it's not quite Thousand Island dressing, even though that's what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, I can't even... It's a good sauce. I don't know really what it is, but...
Could you describe the flavor as it touched your palate?
It's like, it's peppery.
That's good. A good start.
It looks like Thousand Island. It's got that like orange hue or tint to it or whatever, but it's got no like, what's in Thousand Island? There's a little diced, there's like chunks in it.
Thousand Island is usually fairly smooth.
Well, no, but like, you ever had a Big Mac?
Not in several years. So okay. I'm sorry, I couldn't help you there.
Well, I have.
Is it good?
I mean, it's okay. That's another thing I've yet to try, is that chicken Big Mac that they just came out with.
So it's two
McChickens instead of two beef patties.
The thing I hate about Big Macs is there's only one slice of cheese.
I know.
Why would I want that?
There were two slices of cheese on this Krabby Patty.
My man.
That was beautiful.
Good.
But no, it's just like it's just a Dave's single with that secret sauce, but like the lettuce was good, the tomato was good on it, the onions fucking mint. And it's not super bad for a single. It's just shy of $6 for the burger itself.
That's not bad for Wendy's.
No. Because
Wendy's is pricey recently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's like the fine dining of fast food. Like, if you want a Dave's triple meal, that's like $15 or something.
Bro, by the way, when you said, like, oh, I only got the single, that's why I reacted like that. Every time I go to Wendy's, I always get the Dave's triple. I always get the triple. I love that... The girth of the meat in my mouth being vast and flavorful and juicy. So that's kind of why I swing that way just for the Dave's triple.
Oh, just for the Dave's triple? I mean, I'm swinging everywhere.
with your floppy. Kev has a floppy confirmed?
It's more... impressive than you might think. Like imagine that in your... Like, picture
imagine.
That right now. Picture it.
You're
kind of disgusted,
your
right? You're kind of disgusted, but then...
Why are you disgusted?
But then give it a couple seconds, and now you're fine. You're chill. Some might even be aroused.
I have no idea what you're talking about anymore.
Well, I think it's time you should tell me how you've been.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't had any good burgers. Oh, sorry, Kev.
But they might.
I haven't had any good burgers recently, but I have been still, I know. Bussin'. Still bussing. Busting nuts. You say giot one
sorry.
More time.
Never in my life did I ever think. Now, the listener, you might know that we're a couple WWE stans, me more than Aiden.
I love WWE. I just haven't watched it in a while because I don't have cable.
So, I don't watch, but like they post everything on their socials, so like you can keep up with it without even really watching the show, which is kind of nice.
Like 2010s, 2000s and 2010s WWE was like my sweet spot, you know?
I still just...
And CM Punk. For real.
CM Punk is daddy. Now, way back in the day when DX was a thing, Shawn Michaels and Triple H did a bit where they were addressing the State of the Union about their vulgarity on cable, and that from a certain hours at night they can only say these words. Or
right.
They have to refrain from using those words. And
it was a very funny bit. Like, if you look up the original, it's good.
Like, the words they had to refrain from saying was, like, fuck, shit, and they said it during this bit.
So the words they're not allowing us to say are, and then they would, like, list them off, and, of course, it's a funny bit because the producers had to fix it in post.
They just posted the whole thing. Like, nothing was censored. Like, that was the funniest part about it. But this one that they just came out with, I never thought in a million years I would hear Triple H say Skibbity Ohio Sigma Gyat.
So poor. He said drip. It so poorly, though.
He did.
He said Skibbity
Ohio
Sigma.
Sigma. Like, and Shawn Michaels, like, that's so cringe, brother. And then at the end of it, I didn't get to that part of the video when I showed you, but he's just like, Shawn says something, then Triple H kind of steps back, looks at him, he's like, brother, you ate. Just never in my life did I think I'd see Triple H say words like that.
It's beautiful because it perfectly coincides with our next segment coming up, Language Barriers, where we tell you what these things mean and other things. But it's like, it's a perfect example of, A, some people that are a bit older can't pronounce it quite right and don't know what it means. But B, it's like, we want to teach you what it does mean. And how to say it.
Yeah, then if you want to say it, you actually know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's not skibbity bibbity.
You're not like skibbity bibbity.
It's not sigma.
Skibbity b. Skibbity b. I don't even know how. Skibbity. There's no b in there.
He said trips. He said skibbity bibbity.
No, he said skibbity b.
I think he said skibbity bibbity.
Whatever he said,
we'll
he didn't say it right.
We'll have to watch the replay off camera, but it was hilarious. Do look it up if you so choose. But yeah, I have been quite bueno. I was going to say something, and then I forgot because you brought up the funny thing with Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
I for gore.
He for gore. No, I for gore, actually. Oh, that's right. I was going to say I've been doing the same thing of playing large quantities of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. And
oh, yeah, because you were on vacation last week.
I was on vacation last week.
How did the whole vacation go?
It was fantastic. I would say well needed because burnout is such a pain in the ass, right?
So you probably did not want to go back to work on Monday.
Oh, hell no.
You probably woke up like, God damn it.
I walked in there and one of my supervisors looked at me. He's like, hey, man, how was that vacation? I'm like, oh, it was pretty good, man. He's like, hey, you feeling pretty refreshed for this week? And I just looked at him.
Why would you even ask someone
Why
that?
Would you?
Regardless if he comes back from vacation, if he was there the day before and he comes back.
That is a remarkably stupid question. Am I excited to be here? Really?
What do you think the answer to that's going to be, jackass? Like,
no, I'm not. I still want to be home. But yes, my vacation was good. I easily put 20, maybe 30 hours of my life in that vacation into Mario Kart.
That's it?
Well, yeah, I also...
Dude, I do that while I work.
You do that while you work?
Yes. While I'm not, what I mean by that is while I'm not on vacation.
Bro, you're out there playing basic shit like Fortnite or Apex or Warzone or whatever you do.
All three of those games you just said, I do not touch.
They're
shit.
Recently.
They're shit. Recently?
Bro, you used to be a Warzone guy.
Gulag. Yeah, in 2020 when it was good and it was fun.
2020? It's been around that long?
Yes.
Wow.
I know, and it's ruined everything. And Fortnite did it first.
Actually, I think PUBG did it first.
That didn't catch on quite as well as Fortnite did, so I'm blaming it on Fortnite.
I think PUBG is like the fifth most...
Fortnite came out in 2016, I believe.
I think PUBG is like the fifth most popular game in the world.
Well, but it's more real... I don't know. It's just something about the just Fortnite. It just... It introduced the Battle Pass. It introduced this, introduced that. It's just... Ugh. It ruined everything.
Well, with that in mind, we will be right back with language barriers, where we put the L in language.
And if you're not down with that, I got two words for you. Language barriers.
It's the segment we're currently in where the language are buried. Wait.
I can't.
No, come back. Language barriers. We go to everyone's Urban Dictionary and we source terms that Gen Z and Gen A might say or maybe have heard. And we say some goofy things. So we're here to educate you because you've deserved that for a while now.
Now, I'm going to not totally dedicate this one to Triple H, but I'm going to dedicate this one to
Skibbity
Triple H. Because he needs to learn some of these that we are bringing to the table today. Just in case you ever want to make another... Just in case you want to make another State of the Union with Shawn Michaels, there's some more words in here that you need to know that from the hours of 8 to 10 p.m. you are permitted to say.
Exactly.
And I'll start off by Walker.
Walker?
Literal crackhead and screams nonstop. Person one, you Walker, stop. Walker vibrates out of existence. This is by Walker T6YD70. I'm Jop.
Of course it is. So this is like, I don't know, The Walking Dead or maybe Left 4 Dead. The walkers, you know, the zombies. But it's just the crackhead, you know. It's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's what I understand. What I have for you today is a term you've probably heard, stonks.
I've definitely heard this one before. Yeah.
A term to use or express a financial decision that resulted in financial gain sometimes, but it's mostly used ironically. So, for instance, this is real, by the way. The stats we're about to say is real. In 1998, Yahoo refuses to buy Google for $1 million.
That's chump change nowadays.
In 2002, Yahoo realizes it's a mistake trying to buy Google for $3 billion. Google wanted $5. Yahoo said no. This is all real, by the way.
$5 billion?
$5 billion. Okay. Yahoo refuses to be sold to Microsoft for $40 billion. They turned down a $40 billion offer from Microsoft. 2016, Yahoo sells to Verizon for $4.6
billion.
Yeah.
Turn down all that money. Yep. That is the definition of stonks right
exactly.
there.
Exactly. CEO of Yahoo says stonks. That's how it's meant to be used. And those statistics are real, by the way. You can look that up. That's a whole thing. Yahoo takes so many L's, man. But yeah, stonks. Use that. You buy a junk car for 17 or 18 grand, stonks. You've done it.
Proud of you.
We're proud of you. Geff?
Skibbity.
Skibbity bee.
Skibbity is a word usually used to start a conversation, specifically a conversation filled with brain rot.
Exactly.
Person one, skibbity. Person two, don't worry, my bruh. I'll get you out of Ohio with my 1-2 buckle my shoe type riz while I bust it down sexual style. Person one, kill yourself.
Exactly. So this is the type of conversation had between two individuals who are indeed goated with the sauce.
Now, there's two other versions of skibbity that I'll include this into skibbity because... Yeah.
It's diverse.
It is very diverse.
It's a diverse term.
Meaning number two, a word used by gamers who are on YouTube Shorts every day and are on a 3,000-day streak of being a virgin.
Exactly.
This word is used when the gamer wants to be funny and tries to say someone else's joke louder than them. Skibbity dop 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 dop. Yes. Oh, it's the song.
Yeah, it's the song, Kev.
It's the song. Okay.
He's something of a gamer.
And speaking of the song, is a wide-ranged universal word that originated from an Arabic song with the word skibbity in it, mm-hmm. and then blew up from a guy shaking his stomach to that song.
That's true. I've seen the original video.
As have I.
It is unique.
Then started getting recognized as Skibbity Toilet, starting lores with loads of different memes. Also, just until recently, a little kid remixed the lyrics to a TikTok sound and said, and I quote, "Sticking out your gyat for the Rizzler, that's so skibbity."
That is such a beautiful sentence. If you said that sentence
to a pilgrim,
in their time, you wouldn't be institutionalized, right? You wouldn't be hospitalized because they didn't have that. You'd be executed for witchcraft. Okay? This is where we're at. We're saying things that don't make sense, and that's funny. Next one I've got here is the Hawaiian hand grenade.
Oh, familiar? I like where this is going.
You like where this is going? Good. It's when you're masturbating, and just as you start to come, your parent walks in, and you start fumbling with your penis like a pineapple you're desperately trying to hide. So, just like you said, you must love doing the pineapple or Hawaiian hand grenade. So, the example they gave, knock, knock, sweetie, it's just me, opens door, oh no, stop, ah, oh dear, I can see you have a Hawaiian hand grenade, supper will be ready in 10.
No, now, would it surprise you if I've ran into this issue before?
Have you really? Oh no.
No.
I was going to say.
No, I have not.
Thank God.
I always keep my box fans on. I turn them on for 30 seconds, and then I turn them back off again.
It's quick fire.
Oh, yeah, just a quick. Tap. I mean, it's a short fuse. You pull the pin, it's going to blow in a matter of seconds.
Exactly. Yeah, frag grenade.
Hawaiian, though.
Exactly. Keep your eyes peeled.
Gyat.
Oh, you have gyat. Let's go.
When anything has a fat ass with a PH. Gyat. That's all that needs to be said.
Let's go.
By Gyatty.
I love gyat, and I love gyats. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
An AAVE expression / interjection meaning goddamn, popularized by influencer Kai Cenat.
Ah. I've heard that name before. I don't know anything about homie, though.
When you see an attractive girl with a fat ass, shouty thick as fuck.
A gyat. Yeah, it's a pretty simple one, but
it is.
It's so guttural, like it's got some oomph behind it. You know, it's like yacht. You know, you see something you like. You understand? I know you understand.
I do.
Next one I got here is fibbering.
Fibbering.
Fibbering, telling the act of telling multiple lies to cover up another initial lie. So the example they give, stop fibbering, Jackson. I know that you're cheating on me. And then Jackson's like, oh no, you caught me fibbering, you know. So the fibbering is the lies you tell to cover the lie you told.
That's a whole lot of lies. Don't get yourself wrapped
exactly
up in all that.
Do not be a fibberer.
Because that's...
You understand?
That's cringe, brother.
It's cringe, brother. Be anti-cringe, which is what Kevin is bringing up now.
I really don't know what this is.
I'm excited.
I'm gonna say it anyway.
Oh my god!
Right? Level 5 Gyat Riz Livy Dune Rizzing Up Baby Gronk Ice Spice. What the dog doing? Skibbity Toilet in real life only in Ohio. We go Jim Ziz creating creatine Alpha Sigma Cud Day Bode.
Oh my god.
It's just a saying, I guess.
A common saying, actually. Very common. You'll hear this many times walking down the street, you know.
I mean, it's just...
It's essentially the sentence of our generation, you know. And I mean, what does it mean, you think? It means everything. You think it doesn't, but it does.
And to tie in with this, it was originally going to be this one, but that one came up instead. Ohio Riz. It's to describe the most unfunny piece of media, like YouTube Shorts.
Yep.
YouTube Short. What if I told you that if you hit the gritty in Ohio, you'll die? You. What the Ohio Riz.
Exactly. It's pretty good.
I mean, it's pertaining to unusual or strange use of Riz or game, often in association with eccentric and flamboyant behavior.
So the opposite of Riz is Ohio Riz, because Ohio is balls.
Ohio Riz Pizza Tower. Brainhead tutorial. I'm sorry, Brain Dead tutorial.
Ah, okay. Person I was going to say Brain Head. Yes, please.
Ohio Riz. Me too.
Yeah.
Ohio Riz Pizza Tower Gyat Skibbity Toilet. Person two, are you brain dead?
You can't keep saying shit like that to me. That's hilarious.
Only in Ohio Riz Gyat. A parody of Gen Alpha / Young Gen Z slang. MFW, which means my feeling when?
My face when.
Oh, my face when. See, I could have done that.
He's
one.
Already booming.
I got so many.
Bro,
here
already
right now.
Got Ohio Riz.
When only in Ohio Riz Gyat, 1-2 buckle my shoe, Aiden Ross. And Andrew Jesus Tate caught Christ. Gritting in Poppy Playtime.
I hate this. I'm so glad this segment is ending at the end of the season.
What? No, we got a sussy Ohio Riz Grimace Skibbity Toilet. I rink grim, ass shake, but then turn into Ohio sussy and skibbity toilet. I'm bot tukum. I can feel the sussy Ohio Riz Grimace Skibbity Toilet coming inside of me.
Jesus Christ. All right,
that's enough of that. I got one more, but you go
okay.
First.
This is Chungus. I know we all
thank
know
God
Chungus.
Yours are more tame than mine.
A Chungus is the most thickest daddy of them all, the hairy father of Bigfoot, and of course the Zach. Biggest meme in 2018. And I know what you're thinking. Hey, this is like 6, maybe 7 years after 2018, depending when you're listening. That's a while ago, but hey, you know what's still here? The word Chungus.
Big Chungus.
Exactly.
I know you've all heard that one.
Yeah, Chungus stems Chungus. From Big Chungus. And Big Chungus is the thickest daddy of them all. You know, so if you see, it's essentially, if you think about it, because that's what we're here at, you know, educational, we're thinking about it. Chungus is to men what Gyat is to a woman. I know, controversial. How could I say something so controversial yet so true? But here we are.
She's got a gyat.
How many Chungi do you see in front of you right now?
How many Chungus could a Chungi chung
until
if a Chungus
a Chungi
could Chungi?
could Chungi. Why do people watch us?
I can't believe I just said those words. All right,
my God.
Last one
yeah,
for me
yeah.
from the day. Sigma.
Sigma.
What all 10-year-olds think they are. Person one, I'm a Sigma. John, bro scrolling on TikTok too much. So maybe I'm a Sigma.
Yeah.
A term used to describe you as an alpha male, typically used by the average toddler on YouTube Shorts.
Right.
A very self-reliant person, kind of like an alpha except higher. Sigma from the Mega Man X series, a funny bald maverick that's so stubborn to eliminate humanity to the point where he managed to come back from death
bald.
More than 7 times.
Bald.
Sigma balls.
Fuck yeah, Sigma balls.
Member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, founded January 9th, 1914, on the campus of Howard University in Washington, D.C., by the most honorable A. Langston, Taylor Charles I. Brown, and Leonard F. Morse.
Ain't no way that's real.
The sum of all and represents true brotherhood, scholarship, and service. Every man wants to be a Sigma man.
What the Sigma? Am I right, gamers? Anywho, I've got Blumpkin.
Oh, no.
Are you familiar with...
I'm so familiar with this.
Blumpkin. Getting a blowjob while sitting on the toilet taking a shit. Apparently, it has never been pulled off, and anyone who would do this is probably someone you wouldn't want doing it to you.
It's just so, like, I'm not going to say it's dirty, because they're, well, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. It is dirty, but it's not the dirtiest thing that comes to my mind in terms of getting some. It's just, like...
It's foul.
To do it in the bathroom is quite normal, I think, but not while...
Well, you're shitting, though.
One of your, like...
Someone is shitting, and that's happening?
God forbid your partner is sitting on the toilet pissing. Would you eat her out? What do they even call that?
I don't know.
A pisskin? I don't know.
Have you heard of this, though?
Oh.
The Blumpkin El Nino. When you receive an ordinary Blumpkin and the heavy turd from the double cheeseburger you ate earlier drops and splashes water on the giver's face.
Oh, God.
That's the Blumpkin El Nino.
We got upgrades to the standard Blumpkin.
We have both because we can do both.
Now, me personally, I would never...
I've never been horny while shitting, so I don't know how you would end up in that scenario where you're receiving oral while defecating. That seems insane.
I do it in the bathroom.
Let alone having, like, a splash that's so violent, it, like, you know?
Yeah, it literally, like... Okay, so you're sitting there on the toilet, you know, a spread eagle, so she's got enough room to work it.
Like, it's not
and
only...
there's an opening to where that water can exit the toilet and splashes her in the face.
Right.
But what I'm... Like, both are in the shower. You do it in the shower. You both just go into the bathroom. You do it in the bathroom. Normal. Not just, like, mid to, like, I gotta take a shit. Let's continue this.
Right. That's insane.
No, you be a man and you fucking tuck it in and you hold it and you finish your business and then you shit and she leaves the bathroom.
Hopefully... Your partner would leave before you start shitting. Because that's going to...
If they really love you that much, they'll give you a Blumpkin.
I disagree. And while we continue our argument, we will be back in 1 second's time for burning questions.
I mean, my ex wouldn't even shave my asshole. Welcome back to AK219. We're here with our final, closing, final, last segment... Burning questions.
That is not how we introduce the segment. We never say welcome back to AK219 in between segments. That has never been done before right now.
You see, this is why I took my break. This is why I took my break, and I'm about to take one again.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I get ridiculed for saying what I want to say on this mic. God forbid I think of something and want to say it. It just gets turned around and twisted.
I
turn into the not Sigma guy on the show.
Ohio Rizful. Anti-Skibbity. Skibbity-less.
Just go ahead.
We go to everyone's second least favorite website, Reddit. Source questions into the ether. Two omnipotent beings. You know, main character. Burning questions. It's a thing.
Yeah, and that sounded much better than mine.
Did it?
No, that was sarcasm.
Question from user CBiscotti4320. $600,000 in your bank account.
I'm sucking it.
Can you suck it?
What?
But, so 600K, tax-free. But every 43rd person you walk past just swings at you. Just takes a swing at you.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
So, I agree. Because I don't go to many public places, like local festivals or whatnot.
But so the 43rd time you see Jordan, she's punching you.
I guess so. I think that's what it's implying. Which would be, I guess that would be domestic violence because my partner would be hitting me.
Well, no. It's not.
It's not?
You realize men are not victims of domestic violence.
That's very toxic.
But you realize we're men. We're supposed to endure shit like that. It's only
that's,
if...
That's not... What no, are it, you talking about?
Famous fighter Sean Strickland once said, "You're a man, you don't cry, you don't feel emotions, because we're a man. Because we're
that
men."
That is so unhelpful advice.
Because think about
it, folks.
You
bottle it up for long enough, and then you have a heart attack when you're 42.
Exactly. You're being a man. Think about it, folks. If you put your hands on a woman, immediately domestic abuse, domestic violence.
As
if she puts her hands on you, the only thing she's putting her hands on is your penis.
Hopefully.
And that's not domestic violence.
Maybe.
But if she hits you, it's because you're into it, and you're not a victim of domestic violence. Because they can't hit for shit.
What are you talking about? I would love to see you hop in a ring with any MMA fighter.
I'm talking about any woman on the streets.
I think you would get your ass kicked by more than half of them.
Well, see, and that's the other thing.
What are you talking about?
If a woman hits me, I cannot...
That's a crime.
I cannot retaliate.
Right.
The first rule in hockey. You retaliate, you're the one that's going to get the fucking penalty. I retaliate on my... On a woman.
Right.
I'm going to jail. She's fine.
I think you should both go to jail because you both hit somebody.
But that's not what society thinks. That's not what...
I disagree. I think that's mostly... That's like a majority of people agree. It's like if you hit someone, you go to jail.
Well, and it's always we commit, you know, the sexual crimes like Diddy, even though I'm not defending him one bit.
No, fuck that guy.
But it's always they bring up shit from 10 to 15 years ago.
As they should. It's a crime.
I hit you and then you hit me, but you're getting canned because you're a guy hitting a woman.
They should both go to jail. I don't know where this point is going, but I'm not liking where your head's at.
I would never hit a woman.
Good.
Because you retaliate.
You shouldn't do it.
No, there is a reason. Because if I retaliate, I'm the one getting in trouble and she gets off scot-free. No one's getting off. Okay?
Clearly. If you're in a situation like that, yeah, no one is.
So the point I was trying to make here was...
Yeah, please enlighten me.
We as men, we do not suffer from domestic violence. Men's mental health is not important.
I know what you're getting at.
Which is?
I'm taking the $600,000.
Next question. Yeah, that's what I said too. And then you got me started on this big tangent.
I didn't get you started on shit.
Well, you always get me started, and I can't blame you.
Question from user Occupational Mazard. What's the sluttiest item of clothing a man can wear?
Ooh.
I do this occasionally, infrequently, but usually, like, if I'm going to the bar with the boys, because I like impressing men. Like,
same here, brother.
Yeah, my man. A Hawaiian shirt with, like, just one too many yep. buttons unbuttoned.
Yeah,
That's a fantastic look.
I do that, too, especially if you got a little bit of chest hair poking out of that, too.
Yeah. Kay has more chest hair than I do, so it's kind of weird for me to do that. But if you...
Because all they see is pale skin.
Very, very pale skin. Like, not... My arms are a little more tan recently.
Farmer's
which isn't
tan.
Saying much, because...
No, it's the same outside with me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, it's...
Look at that. You can't really tell, but it's there.
It comes across more in real life than it does over video, and definitely more over audio, because you can't see anything.
You can't... I could have my my phallic member out right now, and you wouldn't know.
The listeners wouldn't.
And also the
watchers
wouldn't. Also the viewers
wouldn't.
Yeah.
Unless you're on Patreon, then you could see the full thing. Patreon, AK209 on Patreon.
Did I say that right? Is it phallic member, or is it flaccid member?
Your phallic member can be flaccid until it gets hard.
Oh, wait a minute. So phallic member is another word for penis?
Yeah.
Language barriers.
Are you flaccid at home? You better get hard. You better get hard right now. What was the question?
The sluttiest thing a man can wear.
Oh, yeah, the Hawaiian shirt with one too many.
And I'm in agreement with that because I do that from time to time. Now, I don't get many looks, but I do it just because... I think it's funny, and I don't give a shit if I get looks or if I don't. If I get looks from men,
look.
I'm more into it than ever.
Exactly.
But if I get looks from women, I'm also into it.
Yeah.
And my answer to that would have been just like, and this is probably going to sound, full disclosure, I'm not even happy, so I can't, therefore I cannot be gay. But if a man's just walking around, like in public you can't do this, but like...
Well,
let's say you live with a roommate and he's your best friend and he's a man.
Yeah.
And it's your place. You're just walking around in the morning with your underwear on and you've got a fucking bulge going
on. That FedEx, that package.
Like it's same day delivery shit.
UPS, yeah.
Same day delivery.
Exactly. Same hour. I think they offer sometimes.
You're literally only wearing your underwear, you fucking slut.
It's like the perfect ones. Because it shapes the ass. Not that I would know. But it shapes, like, boxer briefs are the way to go. You know? Because tighty whities, anti bueno, do not do. You look like Walter White.
You do.
But, and also, like, regular boxers, you're talking, like, the ones that don't stretch and they're kind of floppy and whatever. No, I'm talking boxer briefs. It's the legging version of underwear for guys.
And you'll wake up in the morning
feeling like... Not that guy.
We can't say that.
Not that guy.
And you wake up in the morning pitching a tent and you get up out of bed and it's just hanging out of the underwear.
Schlongen.
You need to put it away, you greasy slut.
Floppy. This is what it would sound like.
That's very authentic.
It's not bad, right?
Very authentic.
Yeah, the listeners are going to have to wonder, but the watchers will know.
Now my arm's wet.
Second time today? Second time since you showed up.
Third time will be very, very soon.
Next question from user Perfection.
Perk angle.
Yeah!
Sorry.
Perk Perfectionist 69. Nice. What's your favorite snack to pair with a movie?
I mean, you gotta go with the classics.
Gotta go popcorn.
Popcorn's always good. Chips and queso.
Oh, my man. Chips and queso is a fantastic answer.
Number three.
Burger King foot lettuce.
No, it's the third time my arm's wet. You didn't.
Oh, my bad.
You are so skibbity. You don't even understand the reference I make.
Genuine Riz. Ohio-less. I love popcorn as an answer. No, come back, Kev.
Boston.
Skibbity bee.
No, and especially like movie theater butter popcorn. Not from the movie theater, the ones you buy from the stores, but honestly. True. If I don't want to see a movie in the theaters, I'm going to go there, I'm going to get two large popcorns and fucking bring them home. Because movie popcorn hits different than normal popcorn.
It stays well.
And it stays there on your countertop in the bucket for
the same
days.
Bucket.
And it tastes great.
Yeah. Even stale, it's fine. It's more styrofoamy when stale. But then you get the styrofoam experience.
It's better.
It's totally passable. At the worst, it's passable.
It's like cold pizza.
Yeah.
I still eat cold pizza. Like,
you're right.
I like to warm it up, but sometimes I'm like, man, fuck it.
Yeah.
It's been in the fridge
cold
for
Pinsir.
A day.
Yeah.
I'll still eat it.
Send it, is what they say.
Mm-hmm.
I like the popcorn answer because it got me thinking of watching movies at home. And when I was a wee lad, my sisters and I, we used to like homemade popcorn. And then we would melt and drizzle chocolate on top.
Ooh.
That was phenomenal. Like dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, all drizzled. Bro.
Sexual chocolate,
but that makes it very weird. I wouldn't do that with my family members.
Bussin'.
But, yeah.
Oh, you were doing it with your family members, not your phallic members?
I literally started my answer with saying I did this as a wee lad with my sisters, melting chocolate onto popcorn. And then you said something about sexual style.
I've seen that one before.
Anyway, like chips and queso, too.
Chips and queso, chips and salsa.
Bro, okay, so chocolate on popcorn got me thinking about chocolate items. And I'm not a huge chocolate guy unless it's paired with something salty and hard and throbbing in my mouth. So chocolate-covered pretzel rods.
Oh.
Dude.
Those are good. You ever had chocolate-covered bacon?
Yeah. Mm. It's been a while, but I have. I sure have. It's pretty busting. Have you ever had candied bacon? It's like bacon.
But it's like a glaze on it.
Yeah, it's roasted. It's got the brown sugar.
I never have.
Bro, Jordan makes some. You'll have to try it.
It does sound pretty good.
It is very
good. I mean,
candy
and bacon, like two of the best things ever.
Exactly. You ever had rock candy? I haven't had rock candy in a while. Or sugar rock candy?
Those are the ones like on that little stick.
The stick, and it looks like colored glass rocks.
Yes,
yeah,
I have. The last
yeah.
time I remember having it, I went on a field trip in fifth grade to Indianapolis.
Dude, I was probably about the same age last
and
time.
We had an allowance, and I blew it all on
you
fucking
blew it
rock
all on
candy.
Candy.
I blew it all on fucking rock candy. I got one of each flavor, but they honestly, yeah. I don't know what they did, but they sucked. They
really?
Were not good.
Oh, they ruined
so
it
So I haven't
for
had
you?
Them since. Damn. Not that they ruined it for me, I don't know anywhere around here that sells rock candy, so I haven't really looked into it.
That's
but,
fair.
No, it's
like
indie
rock
candy.
And then like, have you ever had those like honey sticks? Like the flavored honey sticks? It's like a stick of honey, but it's flavored like something.
Where do you shop at? Fucking
Timu? Bro, I don't know. This is like, I don't know where I got it. It was the same place I got the rock candy when I was young. They had like honey sticks and rock candy and other little trinkets and doodads and whatnot. But yeah, a honey stick. It's like this thin little plastic tube filled with flavored honey.
I've had Pixie sticks.
It's like that, but with honey.
Hmm.
Instead of, you know, sugar
just
and cocaine
pure,
and
pure
whatnot.
Pure sugar.
Exactly.
I cannot believe we used to eat those as children. Well, I did.
I only got them, like, during Halloween. And then even my mom was like, hey, you probably shouldn't eat that. And then I was like,
I mean, yeah, realistically,
you can't stop me.
That's one of the dumbest, like, I still drink.
It's citric acid and sugar. It's so fucking bad for you.
I still drink probably too much pop that I should probably cut down. But, like, I just, as a kid, you give a pixie
that's
stick to
nuts.
A kid. That's like giving a kid an energy drink. But,
yeah,
like, a pixie
yeah.
stick is actually probably worse than a
give
monster.
Give or take, right?
Like, especially, okay, a normal, oh, what is it, 12 ounce? Or is it, no, 16, a normal 16 ounce monster. A normal 16 ounce monster compared to a gigantic pixie stick, the monster is healthier.
Right.
I mean, I had one of those at one point, a pixie stick that was like a fucking foot long.
The foot long and it's a little
yes,
wider.
Yes, it's Jeez. Literally just a tube of sugar that you're just ingesting. Like,
sugar and acid.
I cannot
Yummy.
Believe I... I
Why,
want some.
How is that FDA approved? That passed for, like, safe eating, safe consumption?
Well,
there's no way that's made for human consumption.
This is totally a different topic, but, I mean, this stuff is still regulated. Cigarettes are still regulated, and those are far worse for you than fucking a shitload of sugar.
That's true. Well, they're both bad for you. Let's just say they're both bad
but
for you.
But this is, like, especially this nowadays, vaping has become a norm. And,
yeah.
like, cigarettes are even more frowned upon, but people still fucking do it. Even though a pack of Marlboro Reds is, like, $10.
Damn, no kidding.
$10.
That's nuts.
And
dude.
Every once in a while, I have the craving for a cigarette.
Oh
I do. I do, because that's what I started doing.
Right.
I know.
I'm such a bad guy.
When the age was 18, not 21.
Right.
They fucked us on that, and I'll never forgive them.
They did that to prevent children from smoking.
You're 18. You're a fucking adult.
Yeah, I'm talking about... Oh, really? When did you start? I guarantee it was below 18.
No. I had a couple drags here and there, but when I turned 18, I could buy it legally. like, you're a saint.
Well, I didn't say that.
My gosh.
But I'm calling you out.
My
I know. Goodness. Goodness gracious.
No, but, like, I was so happy. I wasn't, like, happy. Like, oh, my God, cigarettes, yay! But, like, I wasn't walking into the gas station.
If you walk into a gas station... And you say, oh my God, cigarettes, yay. I think you're going to have the cops called on you.
Ah,
holy
but,
fuck.
Okay.
That's so funny.
I was ecstatic to walk into a gas station to buy
oh
a
God,
pack of cigarettes,
yay.
And get carded and have them legally sell it to me.
Right.
But like if I'm out at a bar and they're selling cigarettes and I'm there for an extended period of time, sure.
Like
I might,
loose cigarettes?
Or, no, like a pack of cigarettes.
Oh.
Like some bars sell packs of cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
Which is honestly a brilliant business move.
Big smart, yeah, for sure.
And or I'll just, if someone I'm with has cigarettes, I'll ask if I can bum one from them, and they're lighter. But it's usually only a couple cigarettes. I don't smoke those often. And I haven't had a cigar in forever.
It's been a while.
And I really want to.
Cigars are pretty tasty.
Cigars make me feel like I have a lot of money.
Yeah. It is like a status thing.
And I should be like, wearing like a fucking three-piece suit while
yeah,
smoking.
Yeah, 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 exactly. It is a good look. I do like that. Next question.
Cigarettes, yay!
Oh, cigarettes, yay!
I'm going to have to listen back to this one because that was fucking funny. Because that almost made you stop
God.
Breathing.
Dude, I felt tears in my eyes from laughing, bro. From user, a priest of Gix.
A priest of what? Gix?
Gix, I guess.
Gix?
Gix. Gix. What is the least amount of money it will take for you to lose an arm? And the scenario they give you is a magic genie needs an arm, and you're the first one they ask. You have to put a price on your arm.
Wait. So, say this question again. I got lost in the
sauce. What is the least amount of money it will take for you to lose one of your arms?
Well, considering I need both arms to do pretty much anything in my daily life.
Right.
This is not a small price to pay.
I was thinking the same thing because, yeah, like my job requires two arms.
And if I'm going to lose one arm, it's going to be my left because I am right-handed.
I agree. Got to be the left. I, too, am right-handed, which makes sense. But, yeah, it's got to be enough to retire on because how am I going to work at a job that pays enough to live? You know, living wage or thriving wage with one arm.
Well, you got to think, well, do I always have to have one arm or can I get a prosthetic?
Here's the thing. If your price is high enough, you could probably buy a prosthetic. You might even...
How much do those usually go for?
Oh, dude, I don't know. Like, especially, like, one of those robotic ones where you can actually, like, move it type thing.
I'm like the Winter fucking Soldier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bucky Barnes.
Fucky Barnes.
My man. I would say 10 mil. 10 million. It's enough to retire on. It's enough to get a prosthetic arm.
See, you're punching up that tree, brother. I think 5 million would be enough.
You're going halfsies?
For me.
Halfsies?
No, you're taking 10 because you're fucking, you just want all the money in the world. I'm just taking 5 because I'm a noble man. Because
I don't want to lose my left arm. If you want to take my right arm, that's 25 mil.
If you take my left arm, guess what? I'll still have two arms.
I don't understand what that means.
Actually, no, that the reference is a third leg.
Yeah, the third leg. Never mind. That's why.
Well, I'll have one arm and three legs still.
My man.
So I can transfer a leg to my... anyway, go ahead.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is domestic abuse.
Shut the... Next question from user fishingline1450. The final question of the day. Would you rather mosquitoes never bite you again or wasps never sting you again?
Wasps never sting me.
Really?
Wasps hurt more than bees.
Right.
And mosquitoes are just annoying.
A
mosquito bite doesn't hurt, really, unless you itch it, which I do, but it also gives me a sense of that feeling when I itch it, even though I know I shouldn't, but it feels so good. You can't itch a bee sting or a wasp sting.
That's true. I think that would not do anything to it because it's just poison where they stung you. That's how it hurts, is because poison. There's poison in there. The poison. Cusco. Cusco is poison. Poison for Cusco. I am going to disagree. I'm going to say mosquitoes never bite me again because every year, dozens and dozens of mosquitoes choose me as the one they want to bite. And I hate mosquitoes because the mosquito bites I get are not like tiny little like, ooh, that's kind of itchy. They're fat little slobs on me where the entire part of my arm is like killing me because of the itch. And on top of that, the last time a wasp stung me was over a decade ago, and I easily get dozens of mosquito bites a year. So if we're talking frequency, removing mosquitoes makes more sense because I rarely interact with a wasp.
True, it's just I know wasps are just they're the old men of insects.
They're
always cranky, yeah. They're grumpy, they're racist.
Yeah.
And they just sting you because they're pissed off.
Yeah. They're up there with like hornets and yellow jackets as far as how much of an ass a living being can be. They're right up there.
But I'm very surprised that you chose mosquitoes because, like...
I despise mosquitoes.
You never stop about just... You never get sucked. And these guys are sucking you all the time.
I know. It's not the suck I want, though.
But, dude, you are number one.
They're not the suck I deserve.
Ramses...
They're the suck we need. Wait, what is the quote?
In parentheses, Aiden is number one.
I am?
He is number one.
Thanks, man.
His muscles are number one. His moveset is number one. You know, all the mosquitoes, they just want you.
Stop sucking me. Stop sucking me. Mosquitoes. Hey, mosquitoes, I know you're listening.
Something I will never, ever say.
Hey, mosquitoes, stop sucking me. Well,
if anything, I'm going to say, give me a blumpkin right now.
I am...
give me currently?
A... I want to.
Is this a toilet?
I want to clip that. I want to clip what you just said and have like a clean, like... high def wave file of you saying I want a blumpkin right now. And now I'm gonna of course have a wave file of me saying the same thing quoting him, so this, we'll both have one.
See, this is our way of expressing our goofiness and our just mental issues to the world.
This is why
and I can never hold public office.
I was just about to say this is how we are announcing that we are running for candidacy for president of the United States
in the 2026 election.
That's not a year when it happens.
I know.
But I was thinking, stupid. Like, we have to be 35. So that's good. That's going to be a decade from now.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it.
To 35?
Yeah.
Oh, well, while we expedite that, and I call Kevin a mosquito while he sucks me, we thank you for watching. We'll be back bright and early late next week with another episode of Chaos. And... while Kevin prolifically masturbates, because I did say that in the intro. I forgot, besides late next week, early late next week, like, how do we close the show?
The only thing I was going to say before we close is that I did finally listen to one of our shows that was made.
Yay! Kevin is actually a fan.
I'm always a fan. I just don't... I don't really know when to, like... Listen, I'd rather.
What do you mean?
I'd rather much listen to music on my way to work or to hockey than to listen to two people speak.
Okay.
Whether that be me or you or Zach or Joe Rogan or fucking whoever.
Yeah.
I'd just rather jam out and break my speakers and be an idiot.
I understand that.
So, like, if I'm going to listen to a podcast, it's going to be like maybe to, like, go to bed or just anything that doesn't involve in my car.
Can you imagine falling asleep to this podcast and your dreams are just, like, mosquitoes flying around saying skibbity-gyat, sucking you off, giving you blumpkins? Like, your dreams would be wild if you fell asleep to this podcast.
You're welcome for that.
You're welcome in advance. But give it a shot.
But the last thing I was going to say, that episode I listened into with you and Zach.
Oh, yeah.
It was
AK-209 After Dark.
One of the funniest things I've ever listened to. So give that a listen. Give it a watch on YouTube, definitely. Because you get to see the voice behind Zach. You get to see his ugly mug.
He, and at one point, you probably heard it, but at one point he took his hat off and he's like, oh my God.
This light doesn't do us justice because I look much whiter than I am because of this light.
They're very...
I can only imagine his... bald head just glistening off of this light.
The one scene in the SpongeBob movie when it shines on the king's head, it's like blinding people.
Bald. We're back on my eyes.
Well, thank you and goodbye.
Bye. It's time to start sucking.